He wasn't alone. Zephaniel stood by the windows, leaning against a pillar. He was not just any archangel, but he was known as Metatron's favorite for many years. He held the title of First Archangel. Zephaniel was his right hand and second in command. Occasionally, he monitored and commanded smaller missions for him in the control room and had his own office right next to Metatron's. In the field, he was famous for being extremely cold-blooded and gruesome.
Nephilim, Metatron greeted her. Good. Come and take a seat.
She did as asked, walked across the room, showing no emotion or insecurities, and sat down in the comfortable chair opposite of Metatron's desk. Whatever this was about, she knew that it was always best to stay cool and keep a poker face on. Gadriel respectfully stayed behind.
I just got the results of your examination, Metatron said,
after inspecting her silently for a few seconds.
Not 100%, but still very good. It seems the extra questions didn't catch you by surprise at all. You answered all of them perfectly, and that's all that matters. We already knew that you were flawless with the routine stuff. Your records from the last few years speak for themselves. Besides, we've been watching you.
He fell silent for a moment, and that thin trademark smile appeared on his lips while his fingers formed a pyramid in front of his chest.
Your performance in the field is extraordinary. Your mind is sharp, and you're capable of making crucial decisions in seconds while still following orders to the letter. I like that.
He tilted his head towards Zephaniel, who had been silently watching every movement she made, like a coiled-up snake, ready to strike at any time.
I agree. How she handled yesterday's situation was remarkable. It could have gotten out of hand easily, the Archangel said with a cold smile. And it's not the only thing I like.
Metatron nodded toward him, and it became clear that these two men were close and understood each other without using many words. He then addressed the other angel in the room.
Thank you, Gadriel. You can leave us now.
After she closed the door behind her, Metatron turned his attention back to Nephilim.
Surely you know why I have summoned you. Don't you, Nephilim?
I believe so, she answered, as neutral as possible. Somehow, she had the impression that Metatron was playing a game that was highly amusing to him, and it was always better not to let your opponent see your cards when playing a game.
It's not because you can rip someone's face off in the blink of an eye and make them swallow it, although I have to admit, that idea is intriguing, he said,